You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
You started a business called Cradle Care in Queensland. Can you explain what it entails, please?
So what we do, we support mothers in their maternity period. When the mothers come home from hospital, there is this period where they go home a bit earlier than usual. So they used to stay like 4 days in hospital, and it's getting earlier and earlier. So we will be there to support the mother and the household to help them out.
But that's a carer position, isn't it? And this is more modelled after a Dutch model, which is called kraamzorg. Very difficult word. Can you explain the difference between kraamzorg in the Netherlands and what you provide here in Australia, being Dutch?
So kraamzorg in the Netherlands is that you go home from the hospital after 4 hours, and there will be somebody the next day to take care of you, to teach you how to do the breastfeeding, to teach you how to do the bathing, to check mum on temperature if there's no infection starting, check baby if she's gaining weight, because usually they lose weight after birth, and she's checking if they're gaining weight again. We can't all do that here because most of the stuff is done in hospital, but what we do is we support the mother that she can take care of her baby, that she can get to know her baby, that she can see what the needs of the baby are, and so she has the time. So we do everything that she doesn't have to do because we want her to stay in bed, recover from giving birth, and get to know her baby and see what the baby wants.
So the situation here in Australia is that most women give birth in a hospital. And in the olden days, after a natural birth, you could go home after 3 days or after cesarean 5 days. But that time period is getting cut because there's not enough beds. So these women get a bit of tuition and care in hospital, but then they have to go home sooner rather than later. And then they have the possibility of having you there.
Yes, because time is being cut off and they can go to classes in the hospital. But sometimes there's just not enough time to go to all the classes, like the breastfeeding classes and how I bathe my baby and which is the best way to feed my baby. So we're there. If you didn't get all the classes in the hospital, we have contact with specialists who specialize in breastfeeding and can come to your house and help you. And we give you advice as much as we can, the advice that you might have missed in hospital.
I remember giving birth and I was allowed to stay for 5 days because I had a cesarean, and I was so grateful for it because I didn't want to go home and look after all the other kids. Do you do that as well? You know, this woman comes home with a young baby. She's got 2, 3, 4, 5 other kids running around. Do you look after the other kids while she recuperates in bed and gets to know her baby?
Yeah, most definitely. Because what I said, the aim is for us to mum to stay in bed and get to know her baby, and we like to run everything else. We like to run the household, we like to entertain the other kids, we like to do meal prep, we like to take kids out of bed. You know, there's younger siblings of maybe 10 months old or 13 months old that you can't take out of bed because you had a cesarean. We can all do that.
So you've just started this up in Queensland. How's the response? I mean, you must get a lot of response from Dutch ladies who know the system and are probably crying out for a bit of that care that they used to receive in their homeland. How's the response from the public so far?
Oh, it's really great. It's really great. It's definitely also from professionals. There's a lot of professionals that say, oh, finally you're here. And I'm talking about midwives here and nurses. They're just really happy because, you know, for them it's also easier to let the mother go from hospital and know that she'll be in care. So even from the mum side that have more kids or their first baby, but also from professional side, they're very happy that this service is finally coming.
So in the Netherlands, this Cradle Care is part of the basic medical package, am I right?
Yes, it's government funded indeed.
Right, but not here.
Not yet. Let's just talk about not yet. Because if we just talk about Queensland, and Brisbane is growing a lot, so we know that this problem is not going to go away, it's just going to get worse. So I think our aim is to start up this business, and hopefully it will go just as much that we can actually start to do training as well. And in the very far future, my ideal picture would be that, Yeah, that would be government funded as well. At least the insurance would help cover it.
And how do you feel going into different houses looking after different babies?
It's amazing, because every week you're doing something different, because one week you're taking care of a baby that is a first-time mum, and the next time you're taking care of a baby that has brothers and sisters. And I have taken care of families where the whole family is already there, so it's also amazing to just work all together. Yeah, it's really fantastic and very diverse.
And I bet you get a lot of job applications, yeah?
Yes, actually I do. Yeah, we already have 5 lined up for people that really are excited to do this, because usually that they're retired nurses because they're excited to help people.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.